Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a 3 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene remains a dangerous Category 3 hurricane moving across Abaco Island in the Bahamas with 115-mile-an-hour winds, and it's moving towards the north-northwest at 13 miles per hour. Irene, on this motion, should clear the Bahamas later this evening and then move, continue moving north-northwest, and we expect it by tomorrow morning to be moving more or less due north across the open waters of the Atlantic over the Gulf Stream, east of Florida and the state of Georgia. Some intensification is possible in there, in that area as it crosses tomorrow, but then it'll begin approaching the coast of the Carolinas, encountering some wind shear and the land area, and I think that'll be the end of the chance for it to intensify even further. Unfortunately, on this track, it's looking more and more like the coast of North Carolina. Pretty much the whole coast is going to bear the full brunt of Hurricane Irene as it goes across on Saturday. We have hurricane watches up for all of the Carolina coast, tropical storm watches down through all but Charleston and South Carolina. We'll probably have to update these to warnings on the 5 o'clock advisory, and we'll probably be extending the watches up into New Jersey at that time also, because after it leaves the Carolinas, Irene is expected to move right along the coast or just inland or just a little bit off on the center, that is, and affect all of these areas on Saturday into Sunday, and then move inland somewhere in New England, affect the New England area all day Sunday. The hazards, we're going to have storm surge issues all the way up the coast due to the large wind field and the high winds that we have with this hurricane. With the saturated soils from the rains we've had over the past month, we're going to have flash flooding from the heavy rain that falls with Irene. And then the winds on the saturated soil and the large trees, we should see a lot of trees down with the power outages that go with that. This is Bill Reed with the National Hurricane Center at 3 p.m.